if you take a minute to think about it, money is actually a big ol' illusion. It's not even real. Hear me out for a second here. Isn't it true that this day and age, we have this piece of plastic, and that piece of plastic is then linked to an app or a website, and on that app or website, there's a digital number that is a representation of how much money you have right now. But the reality is, like, there is no room that you could go to that has your name on it, and when you open it up, there's stacks of paper dollar bills there for the amount of money that you have. Like, that is just not the case anymore. Back in the day, money actually used to be real because it was backed by something. Back in the day, you could take your paper bills and go to the bank and exchange them for gold, because that's what money used to be backed by. It used to be backed by gold or precious metals. You know, before it was gold and precious metals, it was things like coffee or rice, tobacco, different ways to exchange value. But now, unfortunately, there's been so much inflation over time that now you can't actually get the same amount of gold that you used to be able to get in return for your money. Paper money and coins were created for convenience because it took a lot more energy to carry around bars of gold than it did to carry around these notes, you know? Money is actually a note. It's almost like a check. A check is also a way to exchange value, just like these notes, just like these bills. If you think about it, even plastic cards are becoming outdated now, because now we have Venmo, we've got Cash App, we've got PayPal. Now we have things appearing like Bitcoin, Ethereum, different cryptocurrencies. These are all new internet digital currencies that are coming about. It's crazy to even wrap the mind around, isn't it? And that's really truly because money is such an illusion. A big ol' freaking illusion that we tie so much meaning to. So many people get caught up tying their own self-worth to their net worth, which is so unfortunate because regardless of how much money you have, you are innately worthy. Innately worthy means that you were born worthy, and no matter who you are, what you look like, what you do, what your background is, what your past story is, like, it doesn't matter, you're worthy of more. We need to see money for more of what it truly is and get really comfortable with allowing ourselves to receive more money and knowing that it gets to be easy, it doesn't have to be hard, it can come pretty naturally, and we can get pretty damn good at this whole money manifestation thing. Let's go back to that imaginary room real quick, that imaginary room that has your name on it, and when you open the big vault door, there's stacks and stacks and stacks of paper in there, and it represents all of your energy that's in the form of money. So let's envision how much money is in that room. The truth is, you can only have the amount that you believe is possible for you. So talk about this whole illusion here. We have actually subconsciously, silently set this standard for ourselves of, like, what is possible for us, you know? What do you believe you can have? What do you believe you can accumulate? For me, I believed that I only had just enough. I never believed that I had extra or overflow. In, like, the deepest layers of my mind, it was just enough. I had just enough to make ends meet, and that's what I kept experiencing over and over and over again. So when I started learning about this idea of an energetic standard and how I needed to use my mindset to expand what was possible for me, that's when things started to change. So in this imaginary room with your name on it, with stacks and stacks of paper bills, how much is in there? What do you expect to be true for you? What is this new monetary number that you are allowing in right now? So this is kind of a fun experiment. I want you to choose a number that you have in your bank account at all times. Maybe it's $10,000 in your bank account at all times. You don't know where it's going to come from. You don't know how it's going to get there. That doesn't even matter. You just need to believe that it's possible for you and that it's true for you. Over 50% of the people that I surveyed when I was creating this course believed that $10,000 was, quote, a lot of money. And then the other 50% of people believed that under $10,000 was a lot of money. So what does a lot of money mean? What does that mean? It's an illusion, right? There's no fact to what a lot of money is. Same with this idea of expensive. What is expensive? What is your idea of expensive? And is that in alignment? Do you want your idea right now of expensive to stay expensive forever? Or do you want your vision of expensive right now to eventually be cheap? You know, this is all up to you. It's up to your perception of what you believe to be true about money and what you can have in your life. We each have our own unique understanding of money and what it means to us. And that's a compilation of so much from our past, you know, our own belief about money, our own experience. Then we've got like the beliefs that we adopted from others, maybe like what your family thought about money or, you know, what your significant other thinks about money or the way you've seen money in society, you know, the judgment we have towards money or towards people with money. Our illusion of money has so much to do with our own life experiences and our own beliefs. It's not something that is the same for everybody. It's a big old illusion. And what's so great about that is if it is an illusion, then it makes us realize we are the ones in control of our illusion. We can expand what we believe to be possible and what we believe to be true. So hopefully that's what we're doing right now. What would happen if you started telling yourself every single day that you expect no less than $10,000 in your bank account at all times? It doesn't matter how it's going to happen. None of the details matters. All that matters is you believe in the fact that there's going to be $10,000 in your bank account at all times. It feels so good. It feels so right. It feels just so natural, so normal. It's just familiar. It's what we always expect. It's what we always know. We don't know anything else less than $10,000. That's the shift of mindset that we want to create here. That's the vibe that we want to live from. Every time you spend some money, more comes back. Every time you pay for something, more comes back. You always have $10,000. Whenever it sinks below, it comes right back up. It's this new normal that you start creating for yourself. Can you actually bring yourself to that place and repeat that to yourself without feeling like you have to control how it's going to happen and all of the details involved? Energetically create the space for $10,000 to flow to you. This is kind of the vibe that I try to have for myself. There is a power much greater than me. I know that. I believe that. I feel that. I trust that. I am so open to receive. I am so open to be guided. I trust myself. I trust the universe. I trust money. I trust abundance. And so it is. That feels good, doesn't it? So my action assignment for you today is I would love for you to start paying a little bit more attention to your energetic standard. What are you deeming as possible for you? What are you deeming as impossible for you? What does expensive mean to you? What does cheap mean to you? And is that in alignment with the way you want to live? Create these new standards for yourself. Use your imagination and literally create more space for money to come into. Next time you log into your bank account, can you start envisioning a bigger number there? Start seeing it, start feeling it, and start really believing it. Like, choose that new energetic standard and envision that at all times, no matter what. Don't get into worry or doubt or disbelief. Don't be down on yourself or what's in there right now. Just start truly believing that this new amount is going to show up in ways known and unknown. The way is not up to you. If you believe it can happen, it can. Write this new number, your new net worth, write it down. Write it down somewhere, hang it up, look at it every single day, start getting really comfortable with that number, love that number, appreciate that number, expect that number. Create the space for that number. I hope this opened up your eyes to the fact that money is a big old illusion, and it just does not make sense to allow money to have all this power over us. It's time to take back control, reclaim our peace, heal our relationship with money, have this new comfort around money. That's the vibe. That's what we want to be doing. So I hope this was really helpful and thought-provoking for you today. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll catch you back right here tomorrow. Mwah!